Welcome into Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton.
And I'm Dr. Zach Clinton, and together we're your hosts. Thank you for joining us.
If you enjoyed today's program and you feel called to help us equip the church to provide mental health care and to help those in need, visit our foundation at aaccfoundation.org. That's aaccfoundation.org. Hey, there you're going to find a little bit more about the impact we're having in local communities to strengthen families and individuals. We're on a mission to help equip people everywhere to improve their relationship with God and the ones they love.
We'd love for you to be a part of our family. Let's bring a message of hope and encouragement to today's generations. Your gift ensures that this program and your station remain on the air. And on today's program, my dad, Dr. Tim Clinton, and I have a great guest. So let's get started. As always, I'll be your host today, Dr. Zach Clinton, joined by my best friend, my dad, my mentor, my coach, president of the AACC, director of the Global Center for Human Flourishing, founder of Ignite. Dr. Tim Clinton's in the house. Dad, thanks for co-hosting this one.
Hey, great weekend. This weekend, we've got our Ignite Men's Impact Weekend. We got about 4,500 guys going to be packing Thomas Road Baptist Church in a little bit. A lot of energy around here. This place is
It's wild.
It's wild. There's a buzz going around. There's a hunger for holiness. There's a thirst for truth that I think is palpable in today's generations, but especially amongst our men. And guys are coming here to be filled, to be invested into, to deepen their relationship with God and develop stronger relationships with one another. And one of my favorite parts of the weekend is the music. It's the worship.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a special guest with us today backstage before we kick things off. Her name is Olivia Lane. Olivia Lane is a Christian singer and songwriter, and she's somebody that has gone on a journey of her own, but she has incredible songs like The Woman at the Well, which she will be performing tonight with the Rhett Walker, and it's going to be amazing just to hear in a room packed full of men. I think that's kind of where I want to start, Olivia. Welcome to the show, but as you get out there and just prepare, I'm just thinking for a moment, like, what is that going to be like for you as a woman to sing to 4,500 dudes in a room?
It's going to be a brand new experience for me, I will say. but I'm married to a man, so
there we
you
go.
Know,
you know it.
I know a little bit about the man brain, but we also couldn't be more opposite. But yeah, the irony is not lost on me that I'm at a men's conference singing a song called The Woman at the Well. But the great thing about scripture is that we can all relate to it. We can all relate to the woman at the well, the shame that she goes through, how Jesus meets her in the middle of her most shameful season, and how that opportunity is always extended. So I'm excited.
There's a lot of men out there who probably struggle too in connecting with the women in their lives. Olivia, it's so much, the pace, the pressure, the pain of modern day life is insane. And it works and tears at our relationships so much, you know that? But I find that in the hearts of men, there's a real yearning or a real hunger for connectedness, you know that? And they may not be able to articulate it all that well or verbalize it, or maybe ashamed to not articulating it, but nevertheless, inside of them, if they had a chance, they'd love to do a better job with their kids, a better job in their marriage and more. So I think there's going to be a lot of hunger out there tonight, you know that? And so speak to that and maybe a little bit about the song, Woman at the Well.
Well, we're in a really interesting cultural moment. I mean, I'm a millennial, that's my generation. And I think we're kind of seeing this, I would say, attack on men. Because I think the enemy knows that if he takes out the head of the relationship, everything's going to crumble below it. And I'm walking through this with my husband, too. He's a pastor's kid. And so when I became a believer in 2018, I mean, who would have thought a Pentecostal, you know, PK and an atheist end up together? That's only God. He has a sense of humor. But when I became a believer, he taught me so many lessons as a PK and growing up in that world. But now, as I've grown in my faith and as I've gotten stronger and my sword of the Spirit, I'm sharpening it. My health is starting to push him to get back into community. And it's so interesting how I'm at this event tonight of men coming together, because I do really feel like there are so many men that need community. There are so many men that need to be discipled. And there are so many men that need to be spoken into so they can rise up and, you know, like create lions from the lambs.
Yes.
Like, we need men to rise up and to lead their households and to speak into other men. So I'm really excited because my song, Woman at the Well, you know, Jesus shows up at the most, like, random time. Like, I mean, it's purposeful to him, but to her, you know, she's completely outcast from her society.
Sure.
You know, like, she goes to the well at the middle of the day, the hottest time of the day. All the other women go in the morning because she's totally outcast. They don't want to be around her. And I think a lot of men probably feel maybe, even if they're married, even if they have children, they're just alone in their, you know, maybe it's from their past, maybe it's from the way they were raised, maybe it was just where they have ended up, I don't know, in their journeys, but the word calls us to be made holy and whole.
Hmm.
And when we become believers, we are deemed sanctified, we are deemed holy, but we are still working out our sanctification. We're Wow. still working out our holiness. We're still pursuing and moving to Christ. So there is work to do. But I just love how Jesus meets us no matter where we're at, no matter how wrapped in our shame we are, no matter how far gone we might feel. He's just always there like, I want to heal with you.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to be here for you. It might be hard, but let's go.
Let's go. Yeah. Olivia, you know, as I hear you talk about a little bit of your story, I'm going to ask the inevitable here, because you talked about in 2018 there was a shift
yeah.
from being an atheist, and I couldn't help but come across the title of one of your songs, Who I Thought You Were.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking about how this woman that's, I mean, preaching right here 8 years later, how you got to this point. Take us back to that moment when this shift happened in your life.
Yeah. So I've been doing music since 2013, so about 13 years. And for the majority of that time, I was a country music singer because I had no tie to faith. I went to church growing up in Houston, Texas, but it was like country club.
Yep.
You know, just like
yep.
breeze in, breeze out, maybe yep. Christmas,
dress
maybe
nice.
Easter. Yeah, exactly. It wasn't really anything that ever led us as a family unit. And maybe I missed the day that they taught about relationship with Jesus. I was just there for like the donuts and, you know, whatever. But even though I felt not alive in my faith, the seeds were being planted. You know, the seeds, I look back and I'm like, wow, even though like I was not communing with the Lord, I wasn't alive in my faith, there were things that I was seeing that made me feel seen or made me feel safe. And, you know, I at 16 years old, I was this entertainer kid, and I saw all these kids on Disney Channel and Taylor Swift, and that was sort of the generation I grew up in. I was like, I've got to go to L.A. That's where I'm going to achieve my dreams. And somehow I convinced my parents at 16 years old. I was like, I have to move from here in Houston to L.A. to pursue my dreams. My
really?
Parents, yes. Wow. But my parents believed in me. Like, they were so, so wonderful, such wonderful parents. And so my mom went with me, and my dad went back and forth between Houston and L.A., and it was crazy time. But to me, that L.A. time was like the spiritual wheels fell off the wagon. I feel like I saw a lot of spiritual stuff, like from all kinds of religions, all blended. And I was like, you know what? This is all cuckoo bananas. I don't want anything to do with this. This is weird. So I was like, if there is a good God, why would bad things happen? That was also wrapped up in that situation, too. So I just shut it all off. And I wasn't like a loud atheist. If someone would have asked me, I would have been like, yeah, I don't believe in anything. And I think there are a lot of people who walk around like that. It's like they're so sure. comfortable in their life, especially yeah. here in America. We're just comfortable. We don't really need Jesus. We're good. Mm-hmm. You know, like we'll figure it out. But I got to a point where I couldn't figure it out anymore. And that was around 2017. I'd graduated college in LA. I moved to Nashville. I started my country music singing career. And I was on the road. And I wasn't taking care of myself in my mid-20s. And I started to lose my voice.
Wow.
So I literally had to cancel. I mean, I was supposed to do like 100 dates that year. I had to cancel everything, and I had to get into therapy. A friend recommended that I get into like regular mental therapy.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't need therapy. Like, I've had a great life. I'm fine. Mm. And I was like, okay, you know, maybe I'll try a couple of sessions and like 3 sessions and I'll be done. You know, I'll just a little tune up. But it was when I entered that healing journey that was the propeller to me, to me meeting the ultimate healer of Jesus.
I love hearing that. I mean, somewhere that but God piece. Take us to this collision of meeting some preacher kid. And
oh, my goodness. So it's such a long story. I wish we had like 5 hours to talk about all the amazing things that God has done. Well, so back to my moment first of coming to Jesus, and then I'll get to pastor's kid, husband, my sweet man. So when we were in therapy, my therapist, she was like, okay.
Christian therapist?
So I didn't know it at the time.
Wow.
And also my vocal coach was a Christian too.
Wow.
And I knew I liked these women. I just didn't know why.
Yeah.
And then they kind of started trickling out like little seeds of like, well, have you thought about a spiritual life? Have you heard of Jesus? And I'm like, yeah, but that's like not for me. Mm. But one day in therapy, it kind of came to a head. We were doing like a lot of great healing, but she was like, Olivia, if you want more healing, you're going to need to figure out a spiritual life.
Wow. Mm.
And that changed. That was the crossroads where I was like, what am I going to do?
Wow.
So I was like, well, let's just try it on. Probably not going to work. But it did. And we got to a point where she was like, and I didn't know, but we were having a lot of early kind of like discipleship conversations. You know, mm-hmm. She was answering all of my hard-hitting questions. She wasn't afraid of answering my hard-hitting questions. And she wasn't afraid to say, you know what? I don't know. I need to dig deeper into my faith. Mm-hmm. And that was powerful to me. And so one day she was like, Olivia, just ask God to reveal himself. And I was like, you can ask the God of the universe, like, if he's real, like, that's not a thing. She's like, yeah, he will. And so for 4 months, every day I woke up and I was like, God, strike me with a lightning bolt. Like, if you're real, let me know. And I got my answer on April 29th, 2018. And just had this radical visual encounter with the Lord in my living room. And it sounds totally cuckoo bananas to say, but that's how it happened. And here I am 8 years later, completely changed.
It's remarkable to hear what God is continuing to do in and through your life. And I'm even thinking of just this song you're going to present tonight again, Woman at the Well, John 4. It's just this incredible passage of scripture where Jesus meets this woman that he really wasn't even supposed to talk to,
right.
This woman that was, you know, going at the well probably out of shame. When most women would go early in the morning together, she's going in the afternoon in the hottest hours of the day because she probably didn't want to be seen. Yeah. She's embarrassed by things. But you have another song that says, who God says you are. And I'm thinking about identity here for a moment, Olivia, because we live in the day and age, we live in the mental health space. So as therapists ourselves with the American Association of Christian Counselors, this idea of, man, there is a beat down on our girls and on our daughters. The CDC reported back in 2023 that 57% of our girls are reporting feeling persistently sad or depressed. 30% of those girls have seriously contemplated suicide. There's a lot of identity crisis and confusion in culture today, especially amongst our women. And I'm just thinking about that woman that shows up at the well, and I'm thinking about that song, Who God Says You Are. Yeah. Talk to us a little bit about identity and how your identity began to shift as you got closer to this person named Jesus.
Yeah. Well, so when I accepted Jesus into my life on April 29, 2018, the only two women I know who were Christian were my vocal coach and my therapist. Wow. Like, that was it. I, you know, was able to ask them my questions and take them to coffee, but then also God just, you know, like when you're a new Christian, you're this infant. You got to be fed milk constantly, you know? And so he was doing all these amazing things, and but also really like heartbreaking things. He was taking people out of my life. But I'm glad that I learned that early foundational lesson of like, the Lord is who you count on, you know? Like, yes, he will bless you with friends. Yes, he will bless you with people around you. But he is the only solid relationship that you can completely 110% count on. So I learned that very early. But as he was taking people out, he was putting other people into my life to disciple me because I didn't own a Bible. I hadn't been to church probably since I'd been in Houston. But he so provided in growing me and sent people into my life to disciple me. I mean, I was thrown into like deep, deep Bible studies. And I can't attribute my growth in my faith to really showing up to a church faithfully. Like it was the church body that I was surrounded by. It was just a group of women who came alongside me. And now we're in four Bible studies, like some are in Zoom, some are in person, but we have this rhythm where it's like, we're just constantly growing and getting deeper in the word. And now me and my husband are sort of in the season where we feel like we are being called to a church. But it really was such kind of a small group effort for me growing. But I feel really blessed being an atheist for so long and then coming to faith later in my life. I was kind of a blank canvas. Yeah. And so I didn't really know. I knew what the world had told me my identity was, and I knew that it was not correct because I tried finding all of the right things like love and joy and peace in all the wrong places. And so I was hungry.
Sounds like a country music song.
Doesn't it?
There you go.
There you go. I'm just writing all the time, songwriter here. But I knew that there was more to find, and I just literally read the word, and I was like, if the word says it, I believe it. Mm. It was just that simple for me. And so now married to a pastor's kid, it's like when I want to talk to him about scripture, there's like this whole world around it. You know, like there's the pastor that talked about this and the blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wait a minute. Can we just talk about like what was cultural, like just the scripture, like what was Jesus, you know? And so it's been a really, really interesting dynamic coming into the Christian culture. But yeah, like I think as far as identity, we're just in a really interesting cultural moment because identity is being attacked. Our mentality as women and men, it feels like an easy place for the enemy to just come in, especially with social media, all of those kinds of things. But yeah, it's a problem. And the word says take every thought captive. Yes, but sir. I think sometimes we forget that it says and make it obey Christ. Mm.
So you're on this journey, Olivia, voice coach, life change, life transition. Mm. What started happening to your, I guess, your music career?
Yeah.
What vibe were you in, and where has this all taken you?
So in 2020, I was still doing country music, but we all were going through a big moment with COVID and everything. And I didn't want to write country music anymore. Hmm. I didn't feel tied to it. And I was just like, God, I just want to write songs about you, but I don't know how to write a Jesus song. I've never listened to Christian music. Like I did not even know that Christian music like lived in Nashville. No idea.
Wow.
And so I went on this long hike with the Lord, and I was just praying and petitioning and like, give me an answer. And I didn't really hear anything until the very end of that hike. And God was just like, just make it. Whatever comes to your heart, make the music. Mm. And I was like, okay, I'll be obedient. You handle the outcome. And after that moment, that's where songs like Woman at the Well came from, Who I Thought You Were, Who God Says You Are, came from that flood of just getting to write about Jesus in a way that felt very new and fun and vibrant to me. Yeah. Because I was going into rooms, especially like Woman at the Well, for instance. I wrote that song with two guys who've been walking in the faith for a long time. And I was so naive. And I walked in and I was like, have you guys heard the story of the woman at the well? And I was like, I think that woman might be me. Mm. And they were like, that's the song right there. And so we wrote that song, but the Lord, I think, really used me in that naive place. And it's such a testament to just believers in general. If I have the Holy Spirit in me, and you two have the Holy Spirit in you, y'all have been walking longer than I have, probably, and to somebody who was saved yesterday, we all have access to yield our soul to our spirit and be spoken to by the Holy Spirit. We all have something to learn from each other, no matter how we've been walking or where we've been walking and when we've been walking. And so me and that songwriter have actually had a lot of conversations. He's like, man, your fire during that season reignited my fire.
Wow.
And I hope tonight, like at the men's conference, at the future women's conferences, like that's what's so beautiful about community is because, like my husband, somebody who's been walking since he was 2 years old, out of the womb, actually, probably, like had to be at church Monday, Wednesday, Sunday, like didn't know when he was going to leave because if the spirit fell, he was there till, you know. It's just so interesting how different believers can inspire each other in different walks and different seasons, because that's how good God is.
Olivia, I'd say you're beyond believable. It's like when you share your story, it's like you take people there.
Yep.
And there's something about you that says, it's real.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really real. And you don't see that often in a lot of people. That feel, that flow that's coming out of you, it's like it's in the overflow. That's what I think is so beautiful.
Yep.
I wanted to ask you about Nashville, and I know we're fighting time a little bit or whatever, but all you see going on in Nashville, your aspirations as a young recording artist, singer-songwriter, coming up through the ranks, you see this Christian field, you're kind of like touching and feeling all this stuff, and you're asking God, what do you want me to do? Where do you see this? What's in your heart? What are you praying for? What are you asking God for?
Well, it used to be make me famous, and then he humbled me really fast on that one. when I was a brand new believer, I was like, oh, yeah, this is my moment. I wrote a big song called Woman at the Well. It's finally going to happen for me. but, man, it has been a wonderful and wild journey. And now my prayer is not my will but yours, Lord. And that can be a hard prayer to pray sometimes, especially when you're trying to set goals and you're trying to work towards something. And I believe that we're called to be prudent and steward our gifts well.
Yep.
But a big lesson for me recently has just been like, God's not impressed with my gifts.
Come on.
He gave them to me. He gave us our gifts, you know? Like, it's just like, oh, okay. So when I'm up there and it's an audience of one for you, yes, maybe he's pleased when we choose him over the world. But there's a freedom there. There's a freedom that I'm still working on. I'm still being pruned of in certain ways. But when we truly lean into our God-given identity, who God says we are, where we're called, our gifts, stewarding them well, but not allowing them to become the main thing over him, and just allowing God to be the most important thing in our lives. I love this definition of the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is making God the priority of our life. Mm-hmm. There's a reverence there. He is He is everything.
That's right out of Proverbs 1.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I just want to make God the priority of my life. And I want God to strip me of everything that doesn't align with that.
As Dad said, and how I kind of want to land the plane here, Olivia, with you is, you're very believable because I think there's an authenticity about you. Everything in culture and society comes across as pretty artificial. Mm-hmm. It's pretty surface level. It doesn't really have any roots. It doesn't have any depth. You have that because you have a story and you are willing to authentically and unashamedly share it. You know, tonight our theme is Forged Through the Fire with the Men. And really anchored out of Job 23:10, but he knows the way that I take, and when he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. Yeah. And as I share and open up the event, my heart, what I feel wrestled to share with these men in a world and culture and society that so often believes that we're not enough, imposter syndrome, we don't belong, whatever it is, that all you have is all you need. Like when you humbly come before God, I think God would prefer honest doubt over hollow devotion any day of the week. Mm, he doesn't want somebody just to show up and give them empty amens. Like you said, play dress up for church on Sundays. He wants somebody that will come before him broken, unashamed of that brokenness and say, God, you can have all of me because that's all, in a sense, he requires. Mm. And so just for you, Olivia, to the person out there listening today who maybe finds themselves in a difficult situation, maybe feels disappointed with the way that things have gone, maybe doesn't really believe that God could potentially rescue them. What's a final word of hope, encouragement, and motivation you want to share with that person today?
Well, recently I've learned that the opposite of faith isn't fear. The opposite of faith isn't even doubt. Mm. The opposite of faith is control. And so I think so many of us try to control this image that we have, or try to control our problems, or try to control our spouses or our families. And we just got to lay it down at the altar. You know, like God wants us to come to him as raw and real and vulnerable and broken and weak and work through us. I mean, just come to him with whatever bag you got, because if you have a voice telling you that you are too far gone, you're not enough, if you just dive into the scriptures, you're going to see that those are lies from the pit of the enemy.
Yes.
And so that's why it's so important for us to be in the Word, to understand who God is, but also who he says we are. Mm-hmm. So get in your Word. Come with your baggage. Everybody's invited.
Olivia Lane, our friend, where can our audience go to find out more about you, to listen to some of your incredible songs? I know I'm going to be tuning in a whole lot more.
I am too.
I cannot wait. I love your story. Where can they go?
Yes, olivialane.com is my website, but I bring the amazing chaos and creativity, if you will, to TikTok and Instagram. Those are my main bread and butter, at Olivia Lane Music. And I like to share just what God is teaching me. And you know, I might make mistakes. This is what I'm learning today. I might feel different about it in a year, you know? But yeah, Olivia Lane Music on social media. And you can just stream music anywhere you stream music.
Olivia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
This is Dr. Shawnee Anderson, and I'm a licensed clinical psychologist who's been in practice for over 30 years. In my clinical experience, one of the hardest parts for someone struggling with their mental health is the very first step, the just reaching out for help part. I understand that asking for help is hard, but finding that help shouldn't be. At Christian Care Connect, the mission is to make it easier to find a Christian clinician or coach who is compatible with you, someone you feel comfortable with, who shares your faith and values. Whether you're walking through grief, battling anxiety or depression, or facing any other of life's challenges, excellent mental health care providers are here to come alongside you with support that is both clinically excellent and distinctly Christian. If you or someone you know is looking for help and healing, we invite you to take that next step today. Go to ChristianCareConnect.com to find a provider within 100 miles of you. For further support or questions, you can email us at contact@ChristianCareConnect.com. A new way to start your journey to wellness and peace of mind.
Don't miss the 2026 AACC Faith and Flourishing Mega National Conference, with a special emphasis on neuroscience and brain health. Coming to the Lowe's Arlington Hotel in Arlington, Texas, in September 2026. Featuring world-leading and dynamic experts like Daniel Amen, George Barna, Jack Graham, Sungyung Tan, Sharon May, Kurt Thompson, Jennifer Ehlers, Shawnee Anderson, Zach Clinton, Tim Clinton, and more. Join counselors, psychologists, marriage and family therapists, pastors, ministry leaders, and coaches from around the world. Register now for the best savings at nationalaacc.com. That's nationalaacc.com. The 2026 AACC Faith and Flourishing Mega National Conference.